So I'm joined now by Councillor Tim Cobbett from Kingston Council, who's going to tell us about Dance for VE Day. What's it all about, Tim?
Thanks, Emily. So with this Friday being the 75th anniversary of VE Day, I sort of look after the museum and the heritage service on Kingston Council. And we had initially a lot planned around talks and exhibitions to mark the day, which, of course, are now not possible because of the social distancing rules. So what we've tried to do is come up with as good a way as possible of enabling people to still commemorate the day and take part in an activity together, but do so from the safety of their own homes. And that's what Dance for VE Day is all about. The number four in the title is 4 o'clock this Friday on the 8th of May, encouraging everyone to take part in a dance. And in order to help you do that, we've got a whole range of workshops you can look at to kind of learn some dances that people would have been regularly taking part in the 1940s around that period. So you can learn and learn some of the history at the same time.
That sounds really fun and really interesting as well, and skills that people can take forward post-coronavirus, past COVID-19, which is great. So why do you want people to get involved particularly with it?
So I think one of the things is that we found with a lot of the activities we've been running from the Heritage Service and from the library is that a lot of people are stuck at home and they're looking for ways of connecting with other people and they're looking for positive things to do. So we know that kind of connecting with culture and heritage and history, and also the kind of exercise and moving around that's involved in doing the dance is going to be really good for people's well-being. But it's also a chance to commemorate what is a very significant day, of course, in our national story, but to do so with a kind of view to some of the specifics of the Kingston history as well, particularly around our history with engineering and manufacturing and aircraft that is quite unique to Kingston, and to hear through the workshops in the run-up to Friday some stories of people that lived in Kingston at that time, which will hopefully kind of bring home and bring to life that history for people.
That sounds really fantastic. So just finally, really, if you could just remind us again how we can get involved. What do people have to do to take part in Dance for VE Day on Friday at 4 o'clock?
That's a great question. So on the day itself, we're encouraging people to either film or just take a picture of themselves taking part, and to either send that to us at the council, Kingston Museum at kingston.gov.uk, or to post it yourself on social media. But where you post it yourself, please include at RBK Heritage or the hashtag dance for VE Day, which is the number four. So that way we get to see who's taking part and it all gets to appear together. And then the other thing to mention is to go to either the Heritage Service site on the page on Facebook, or to go to the Kingston Council YouTube channel, because that's where the activity will be taking place on the day that you can follow along at 4 o'clock. But it's also where all our workshops are to learn the moves and learn the history in advance. So we've got three workshops on already, and we're about to do a full run through on Friday, so you can have a practice in advance. So you feel free to join in on Friday. But if you want to really get into the spirit of it, you know, if you follow it along in advance of Friday as well and think about dressing up and learning the steps.
That's fantastic. Brilliant. Well, Tim, thank you very much for your time. Stay really safe and well from all of us here at Radio Jackie. And we look forward to joining you dancing at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Yes, that would be great. I hope everyone can join in and has a great time on Friday taking part in this.